Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We'll label this report the good, the bad, and the ugly. First, UK entomologist Lee Townsend with what could be considered good out there on the Kentucky landscape right now.
This mild winter almost feels like spring, and it's pushed things way ahead, both in terms of plant development and insects. And one of the things that we watch this time of year is eastern tent caterpillar, watching for egg hatch for this insect, and it looks like it's about 2 weeks ahead of the earliest record that we have.
For horse owners and homeowners, eastern tent caterpillars can be classified the bad and the ugly. Not too many years ago, the impact of caterpillars in thoroughbred pasture fence lines led to loss of foals and pregnant mares, financial impact in the millions. Since then, horse farms are vigilant, watching for each spring's new batch of caterpillars.
Wild cherry is their native host, but they'll be in apple and related species, and tent caterpillars, some people call them bagworms. Everybody has not much of a use for them, particularly when they begin to crawl away from their nests and you see these large hairy caterpillars going across the backyard.
Next, for homeowners, how to effectively deal with them. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by soybean farmers through their Kentucky Soybean Checkoff.
Those silky-looking globs of caterpillars and the forks of tree branches are disgusting to look at each spring, but very treatable.
It's very easy to grab those and take them out of the trees and destroy them, at least if you can reach them, and that will stop their feeding damage. It will also be less destructive than pruning out, or in some cases people even try to burn them out, which causes more damage than the caterpillars would actually do.
Lee Townsend says a pair of gloves and maybe a stick to knock out the caterpillar clusters are all you really need to deal with them, and even if you don't, their actual harm is minimal.
The trees will recover. They will do fine. The real issue comes when the caterpillars leave the home tree and crawl out in search of a place to pupate. And when you have large numbers of them nearby, that can mean hundreds of caterpillars crawling across the patio or the back porch.
And that wraps up today's Ugly Edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.